You're listening to the No Big Deal Podcast.
This part coming up makes it sound really official. Okay. The applause track. That's how many people are here watching.
The virtual room's going crazy.
It is.
And we're back to another episode of the No Big Deal Show. I am No Name Kane.
At Bear the Terror.
Jason Your Face.
Wireless Freak.
Hell yeah. We have made it to episode 100. We are in triple digits, ladies and gentlemen. Perfect timing. I
Very
like that.
Very nice.
Yeah, that was perfect.
You couldn't plan that one any better.
We've never used that end before.
But we have a new guy. Yeah, we never let it go to the end. We have a new guy here.
Hell yeah.
We got a special guest straight from Hollywood.
Hollywood.
What up?
Nothing wrong with that. Have you seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I have not.
You need to watch it. It's pretty good.
All right. Oh my God. Straight into the movies.
I mean,
I've been hearing good things.
It's good.
Hell yeah. Do you want to give a little background, a little introduction?
Give us a little bio. I know you've been on here a long time ago. I think it was like episode 70.
I didn't even talk, though. I was just kind of like observing the process.
Oh, the process is a nightmare, yeah.
What up? This is Jason Your Face, actor, artist, martial artist. You've seen me in Hawaii Five-0. You've seen me in my underpants. You've seen me intoxicated. And various other things.
Wait,
so many questions. Actually, commercials or what?
And most of that wasn't even in a professional capacity.
That's right.
That's awesome.
I was coerced. No. And most of you probably just seen me on Smosh, which is probably the only thing that people recognize me.
That's massive.
On.
Do you get recognized when you walk down the street from Smosh? Especially since they're Sacramento guys, right?
Yeah. So originally Sacramento guys. Not very often, but when I do get recognized, that's the only thing I'm recognized for.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. So one time I'll just share this real quick story. I was in a drive-thru for Taco Bell.
Best drive-thru?
Yeah, I don't know. Should I be embarrassed?
No,
no. Taco Bell? Taco Bell, it's good.
All right, so I was in Taco Bell. I was in the, yeah. And
they're a sponsor.
The dude at the... Oh, shit. See, I shouldn't have said anything until we got the check. So I pull up, and the guy in the window goes, "Hey, have you been on YouTube?" And I'm like, or are you on YouTube? And I go, maybe, depends on what you're talking about, because I don't know. He's a stranger, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, "Smosh, Molester Moon," which is like the name of one of the episodes. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah.
Jeez.
That's awesome.
Give me some free tacos, fucker. But yeah. Didn't happen. He just, yeah.
And you've been on several Smosh shows or videos, right?
Yeah. I don't remember how many.
Was the Molester Moon the one when you guys did the slumber party thing?
Yeah, the slumber party.
Okay. Yeah.
And then my ass had smoke coming out of it.
Yes.
Whoa. What? Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah. That wasn't even a special effect.
I think it was, yeah, no, they just kept it in. I had Taco Bell that day. No.
Another shout out to the sponsors.
Damn it. Send us free tacos for life.
Please.
Yeah, no, more than 6 episodes, but probably less than 12. I don't remember.
That's cool.
It's been a while.
That's pretty specific.
Yeah.
So, on his Instagram, some of my favorite posts is the hashtag actorlife, and he posts the giant residual checks that he gets.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Yes.
These things are great posts.
Yeah, so a lot of the residual checks that my boy Wireless Freak is talking about. I almost said your real name.
First names are clean.
Most of them are under $5.
I know. Something like 2 cents. I was like, really, it costs more to mail it than it does to cash it.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's there's no difference being an actor or musician. You know, you're getting small checks.
Oh, wow. Is that true?
Well, yeah, that's what they say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't personally know.
No, so how's that YouTube life? I mean, Smosh is no joke. They got like 20 plus million subscribers. So
yeah.
They were in the top 10 earners for like years. They're not still.
I have no idea, but yeah, they're. I mean, if they were smart with their money, then yeah, they're pretty set.
It's hard to understand how to make money on YouTube.
Well, there's also the old pricing or payment model, and now there's the new one.
Yeah,
from what we've gathered.
Right. And I don't know too much about that. All that.
Yeah, that's either.
Man.
We just try to get 100 followers so we can get our damn name before those other MBD show ripoff guys
we
get
have
it.
A ripoff on YouTube that Seriously. Uses our logo.
What?
Everything.
Yeah, there's
stop
the logo that
stop
you made.
Logo. I was going to say, yeah.
The logo that you made.
With your signature in it is on another feed.
Yes.
So wait, you guys are famous now. I mean, you guys, that means you're known.
Well, they liked our logo, actually. That's what happened.
Wow, I should go on there and comment.
That's
you
a
should.
Good. That's the greatest form of flattery.
It is,
but it's also the greatest form of copyright infringement.
<That's true. laughs> I still don't think that they have the name yet. If we can get 100 subscribers, we'll steal that.
If
the MBD show.
If I remember,
YouTube.
It's like a guy that just streams him playing games.
Yeah.
Is he doing better than you guys?
Yeah, yeah. He has more subscribers. Yeah.
Way more followers.
But fuck that guy.
He can stream
exactly.
Every day.
Oh, that's just...
It's okay.
Damn video game streamers.
It's, yeah, that's... Bullshit.
If you go back a few episodes, there was a good 30-minute rant on those guys.
Yeah, I mean, look at how much money Ninja's making.
God. Who's Ninja?
He's the like Fortnite world champ,
video game streamer.
All he does is stream games, but he made a lot of money on Fortnite.
Wow!
Dang. And he just won like world champ for how much was it?
No, that was a 6-year-old kid that won the big
thing.
He did. That was for like $4 million.
Guys, I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah.
Well,
us too.
You know, you could be a gamer. And then I guess you just wouldn't really have a life.
And people just watch you play.
Yeah.
I mean,
and give you
crazy.
Money, which I don't understand.
I don't get it.
We have a guy that was on the podcast that wanted to do a gamer house where 5 guys just all pitch in and that's all they do is stream.
Wow.
Yeah, that was done a long time ago.
Streamer
with
house.
Women. Just saying. He's not revolutionary.
Thanks for the token.
Yeah.
Ching, 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 but ching, ching. Like,
private room.
I don't get it, man. Like, I don't understand people like thinking it's more fun to watch someone play a video game than to play the video game yourself.
I agree with
Do
that.
Do you think it comes down to that or a cost thing? Because, like, you're living vicariously through them. Like, it's real expensive to buy a game these days. They're like $120.
Oh, geez.
$100.
See,
they're $100.
Yeah. Well, they really? Sucker you into buying the DLCs.
What's the DLC?
Downloadable content.
Okay, cool.
So next thing you know, the game's $60, but you want to pay for the season pass because it's cheaper up front. So maybe you can't afford it, so you just watch other people play games.
I think they maybe watch to get like hints.
What's wrong with a good old playthrough? Why do I need to watch someone do it when you could read it?
Well, it's really interesting because like it's they start them young. They go after the youth real hard on the streaming. Like,
yeah.
My girlfriend's like cousins, like their kids are like 6 and 7, and they just have the phone on just watching streamers.
But
like,
do they actually donate money?
They've asked their parents to donate money, and their parents are like, no, what are you kidding me? I'm not going to donate money to somebody playing video games.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
They're like, I don't even give money to the homeless on the street. Why would I?
Exactly.
Because you're watching in like $20, $10, $5. I'm like, really? You're just giving this fool money to play a video game?
Now,
there is no, except for seeing your name pop up, that is the only thing that those people get out of putting the money in there.
They sometimes do shout outs.
Oh, okay.
Now, I have a question on that. So, I don't know how big the YouTube community is. I just like stumbled upon Mr. Beast.
Never heard of him.
He's like a huge YouTube guy now, and all he does is just like give away money.
Wow.
And so like his big latest video I saw is where he just donated to streamers like $10,000.
What?
And yeah. So this guy now is making money off of just donating money.
Wow.
Doesn't make sense.
I guess it takes money to make money.
Yeah. I guess so.
I guess.
I don't think you could go to the bank with that business plan and get a loan.
I enjoy the guy that does like the fake back hacks where he has a fake bank account and the fake Amazon websites and he gets the scammers to think that he sold spent all their money on Amazon.
Oh wow!
And they put money back into his account too much more.
Yeah, and then he spends it on he has a fake Amazon, and so he'll buy a Rolex for like 40 G's, and they think that he just spent 40 G's of the scammers' money.
Oh wow!
Because he created fake websites, fake Amazons, and banks.
That's a lot of work.
I was gonna say that's a lot of effort.
But he's got a lot of subscribers, I guess, and viewers.
Yeah, the whole YouTube thing's changed a lot.
Yeah, I don't think they're making the money they used to make.
No, I don't think so.
I think that's what it all comes down to, like Patreon and people.
All right.
And I think corporate sponsors.
Yeah.
The social influencer.
Yeah.
They make a lot of money.
The
like,
Dan Brazarians out there, the quality people that are making all the money.
Quality people. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I was reading, it was pretty interesting about like UFC fighters. So Paige Van Zant, who's always been like, you know, she's good looking, she's a woman fighter.
Yep.
She said she makes more money per Instagram post than a complete UFC win on a major fight card.
I would stop fighting.
I would stop fighting too.
But in a weird way.
That's your moneymaker. Don't mess it up.
But in a weird way, right? She's famous from the fighting. She just makes all the money from the post.
Well, she's famous enough now. She has such a following. She doesn't need to fight.
That's true. No, for sure.
For sure. I mean.
Make yourself some tap out shorts and cash in.
I'm not allowed to wear tap out anymore.
Well, I don't know.
I would stop eating knuckle sandwiches if I was making more money.
Fact.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean.
Easily.
Come on. I get it. She loves it, but, you know, come on.
You got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah. Pretty interesting. Does that look bad for the UFC, or does it show how crazy influencers are?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
I think the UFC is way too controlled with, like, but all fighting is kind of like just jacked because the fighters at the end of the day are not the ones making the money.
Right.
Ever.
No, it's
boxing,
promotions.
Regular ones.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, there's only like 1% of boxers that makes a living from boxing. The rest of them just get their ass beat trying to get there.
Oh, I'd say even less than 1%.
That's true.
It's crazy.
That's brutal. Yeah.
Yep. They all can't be Floyd.
Right.
Yeah. No. Fast.
So we're sitting with a celebrity, ladies and gentlemen, for our listeners out there, actually. That was quite the resume. Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's actually cool. You had a lot of like airtime on that episode.
It was good. It's a decent amount.
You got to drive that dope ass Jeep.
I got to drive that. Oh my God. That Jeep was scary.
Was it sketch?
It was
like an old military Jeep.
Yeah. It was an old military Jeep. And
no stuntmen. Hashtag no stuntmen.
How do they find you for this part? I'm intrigued with that process.
I submitted, what did I do? I submitted to an agency out there because I was heading out there on vacation.
So it was actually filmed in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I knew I was going to be there. So I was like, what the hell? And I just took a risk and I submitted myself to an agency that I knew represented people that locals that would go on, that would be considered for the show. And so they submitted me. And then I went in for an audition while I was there on vacation. I booked the role and I had to actually fly back because like I vacation was over.
Dang.
And then I had to fly back to film my part. Yeah. So that was.
Did they help you out with that?
No, because I wasn't, I'm not a big name or anything.
Yeah.
But it's Hawaii 5-0.
That's true.
Dude, that's a resume builder.
And the residuals were bigger than $3 at one point. So it paid for the trip, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, it was the stories, though, like, and I mean, we got to, we grilled him after the episode for sure, but like, he was such like a real actor that when they were doing light setups, they would have a person that would stand in his place just to set up the lights and the cameras.
Oh,
that's right.
I had my
own stand-in.
He had his own stand-in.
That's awesome.
That was really crazy.
How well do you sit in this Jeep?
It was crazy. He was like dressed like me, but he was a little bit taller than me, of course. But, you know, everybody's a little bit taller than me. So what the hell? What am I going to do? But, yeah, it was interesting. It was really odd to have that because I'd never had that kind of treatment before.
It's crazy.
So big production.
When you go in for an audition like that, are you reading the script for that episode that you're going for? Or?
Yeah, for that particular one. Okay. I was reading just a portion of it. They give you like a page or so or a page and a half. And then you read with the casting director. It's not like, you know, like it's not like those screen tests where you see them in for movies and stuff.
It's not like Casting Couch.
I haven't gotten
that. No, he'd get the gig every time.
That's right. That's right. No. Yeah. So you read with the casting director. And thankfully, you know, she gave me something to work with. A lot of times when you go in, and I don't know if this is intentional or not, but a lot of times they're not really good, you know, on the other side. And so you have to, I mean, talk about really having to be good at your job.
Yeah.
You have to pretend they're giving you what you need so you can act your scene out.
So if you need to get that crocodile tear going, you just got to...
You're
the only one.
Do something.
Get real emotional.
Yeah, substitution. Go back into your past and find a dark moment.
That's sweet. I mean, I don't know any actors, but now I do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Right now, I just act a fool, so...
Hell yeah.
That's it.
But, you know, I think, and I don't want to talk to you, but I think the highlight of his career... is free passes to San Diego Comic Con.
What?
How does that happen?
Yeah,
dropped a bomb right now.
I know.
Whoa.
Man, wireless, man.
I know you well.
He's like, you're good.
We've known each other for a long time.
You've done your research.
And he's good at setting up guests, man. You should do this for a living, man. This is great.
Who says I don't?
All right. So, so if you are considered a professional, you can register with San Diego Comic Con as a professional. And then you just provide some, you know, some evidence of that, and I'll get into that in a second.
So you just like CC your IMDb.
Yep, IMDb, and then like if you belong to the union or whatever. So you,
like
I think
the
you have to have
Actors
like,
Guild?
Yeah, I think you have to have like two pieces of stuff. And then, yeah, so my IMDb has recent credits on it, and then I just, you know, like I scan it or screenshot it or whatever, or email a link, and then I fill out a form, and I think it lasts for like 3 years. Okay. And then every 3 years, you got to re-up and mm-hmm. just show some more proof. And it's usually the same proof. I don't think it's changed.
It's pretty cool, though. And you get early access, right?
Yeah, I get preview night. And so that's when, awesome. That's the Wednesday. So I get, yeah, I get free pass all the way through. And then, but I just have to pay for, you know, travel and, yeah. and yeah. You know, hotel and all that stuff. But
that's pretty, and do you get like a special badge that says I'm an actor?
Like, well, it doesn't say I am
talent.
An actor.
Talent.
Cause it might as well just say douche across it. If it's gonna be, but no, it just says professional. And yeah. it's really, I mean, it's...
So, like, when you and Nathan Fillion are hanging out, your badges say exactly the same thing.
I don't know about that.
His brown coat?
His might be a little different. His might be a little more special. It doesn't give you any extra additional privileges other than what you just mentioned. Okay. I think there are other... Like, I think there's press badges, too.
They now. Probably yeah. get into all the talks.
Yeah, and the press badges, I think, have a little more actually have a little bit more, you know, freedom and
we,
whatnot.
We need Maddie here.
This
Maddie.
Could qualify.
I'm Matt telling you. I was just going to jump in and say, a lot of podcasters go and they register and they get a badge.
Oh,
and they
my
go
God.
As long as they don't have to listen to it, we might have a shot. I'm just saying. I don't think we're going to make it.
You were the one that posted the fake Tom Cruise, even though they said he was there, weren't you?
Yes, yes. There was a doppelganger floating around.
They said that like traffic got shut down from Coronado when they brought the plane over.
What plane?
They had to put it on the bed of the truck to bring the plane.
Oh, you're talking about Top Gun.
Yeah.
Oh, they brought did they bring the plane?
That's what I read online. Doesn't mean it's true.
That's okay. Pretty cool. They could have just floated it over on a boat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Coronado Island's literally right there.
It's very far.
So was he dressed up like in his Top Gun gear, like to look like?
Yeah,
Cruise?
Yeah. This
he
guy
had the
was.
Jacket on.
This guy was, yeah.
Which has major controversy.
So was he playing it off? Yeah, was he playing it off like am Tom Cruise?
I don't know. It's just a long, far picture, and it was making headlines.
He was really so. From I was in line for something, which in San Diego Comic Con you're always in line for something.
Comic Con,
even if you're going to the restroom, there's a line. So
picture with Jenna Jameson, I'd be there too.
Is she there?
No, that's
no. But isn't
awards.
That a big thing that they actually are having like adult actresses like dress up like in Comic Con?
Okay, no. So this is
for the booth babes.
The first Sacramento Comic Con when we went, remember?
Yeah,
we were walking down the aisle. There was like artists and stuff. And then there was a table with nothing. Nothing.
Okay.
Just a girl standing at it.
Just.
And we're like, what the hell is that?
These are the fantasy films?
And Jason, your face is like, that's, what was her name? Tia? Or
I don't remember.
It was a, that's
I just,
so-and-so
I just knew,
adult
yeah, I knew
film star.
Hey, I'm right there with you. I've spotted out adult film actresses. Hey, this guy's called me in the airport.
We were. Okay, let me give you a quick story.
But, okay, so what was weird, though, is that she just had a booth by herself, no signage.
Not even dressed up like anything?
She wasn't an adult star. I think she was just a cosplayer.
The body is signage.
But she had her own table.
Well, I know, but she was a cosplayer, not a porn star.
Maybe, like, I'm cosplaying as a porn star.
That's true.
That's possible.
quick story,
that's the kind
though.
Of cosplay. It's cool.
Okay, we're in Burbank. Okay. We're flying back, and his girlfriend was with us. No Name Kane.
Yeah, because she lived down south. And
Miss.
We're flying back.
Mrs.
For like
No
holiday.
Name Kane.
Yeah,
like Christmas or something.
Yeah, we're flying back, and next thing you know, she's like, "Oh, that's the actor from Grey's Anatomy."
Oh, okay.
And so I'm like, "I don't know. I don't watch Grey's." And Ken's like, "Yeah, that's him. That's him." Next thing you know, like maybe a minute later. It may have been faster.
Quick.
And he's like, who was it?
It was, God, what the hell's
her
name?
She was from Sacramento, wasn't she?
No, I don't know if she was or not.
But anyways, she was a porn star. Oh, Sasha Gray.
Sasha Gray's from
Sac.
Okay,
probably.
Yeah. I think it was. And she's in PJs, right? Like, how could you tell? Like, was in total weirdness. And then his girlfriend was like, how do you know that's her? And I'm like, dude, how do you know?
Busted, Ken.
Here's the best part.
So busted. What do you mean? That's a lucky guess.
I went to high school with her, man.
They're on the same flight. They're both in line together.
Oh, wow.
So we're like, oh, maybe something's going on. Well, then we got to do more investigation because I'm like, are you sure? And he's like, I'm telling you for a fact that's her.
Oh, wait. So you guys are TMZ right now?
Yeah. Her hand was bandaged. He jumps on Instagram. She talks about how she cut her hand and is bandaging it in the Burbank airport.
Oh, wow.
Boom. So we had proof that really was her.
But which dude from Grey's Anatomy was this? The main dude? McDreamy?
No, not McDreamy. No.
It was the tall black guy.
It's the guy that they did the spinoff for with like a firefighter. Like he left Grey's.
Oh, yeah, right. They were together?
I don't think they were together.
No, but they were only like four people from each other. We're like, they're both going to Vegas. Okay.
Do you think they recognized each other?
No.
Because, I mean, maybe the the Grey's guy knows how to bandage hands.
He's a medic. Yeah, he's a doctor. Right?
Wait, Grey's Anatomy? Sasha Grey? I don't think that's...
Okay. Oh. That's not a coincidence at all.
No.
We've ran into a couple people.
Yeah.
Basketball players. Every time we travel, we
always... Omri Caspi. Shout out to my brother.
Is this when you guys go to that thing?
Shalom.
That Vegas thing?
No.
Do you guys go to that today?
I go to the DEF CON,
He goes to that.
This is just for work because we like to fly to Burbank.
Oh, okay.
And that's where a lot of them fly out of.
Oh, got it. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
But
that's cool.
Burbank has good rental car access.
Fact.
Yeah.
Little side note.
Just in case you guys are heading down there.
So am I hearing there's a possibility that, like a guest appearance on the NBD show might be added to, somebody's like Wikipedia page or
could be.
You have a wiki?
No, I don't think so. I have a Smosh wiki. They have me on there. Somebody added me there.
That's pretty cool.
Smosh wiki. That's cool. Hell yeah.
So do you go to specific talks? You plan out the entire trip?
For Comic-Con?
Yeah.
I play it pretty fast and loose, but I kind of put a few things down on my calendar.
Do you go to something even if you don't watch a show, like when Supernatural announced their last season? Because it's been a huge TV show for regular TV. All of those guys being there for the last time. Do you go to something like that, even if you're not a fan of the show itself, just because it's the last year?
Typically, I don't.
How about when they announced Bewitched, the remake?
I was waiting for you to be like, Supernatural, that's a shitty show. Just bag on him. He loves it.
Well, the wife loves it, but I'm just saying.
I'm more of an enchanted man myself.
I was reading online that people did that for Walking Dead, even if they didn't enjoy Walking Dead.
Oh, really?
They went to the last press this year because, some of the big actors left. And they wanted to see him.
Take it from the top. We're coming back in.
What's going on over there?
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
That was pretty interesting. People said that's what they're trying to go to. Yeah.
I don't do that because here's the thing. You got to wait in a line for anything, right?
Yeah. Sometimes overnight, maybe?
If you don't love it, then if I don't love it, I don't waste my time on it. So
this might be a question you might not be able to answer, but any future projects out there that you're
not that I know. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
No.
Not any training videos, because I've heard you might have been a couple of those.
That is the thing. Be aware when you're taking Cisco training.
What's going on?
He'll pop up, dude. What? You're like, hey, I know that guy.
He's spinning the zeros and ones.
He's telling me about wireless right now.
Sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment. Yes, that's
I might be going to that.
I would
want to
play the creepy guy.
In case there's been a Me Too moment at your workplace, there's some sexual harassment videos that I show up in.
I might just do one of those to see the video.
I know that guy.
Yeah. Yo, hot lips. All right, let's watch the video.
HR is calling you up, going, "All right, you need to go and watch about 2 hours of this crap."
I'm on it.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Any, probably, a Star Wars movie or something like a dream scenario for you.
How many times have we talked about that?
Yeah, I mean, just genre wise, if I as far as what I would like to be in, sci-fi or action.
So I'm hearing Space Force,
or even a
Star Trek,
or even a combination of
the
sci-fi,
reboot with Picard,
action. Yeah.
Movie, we'll TV show, doesn't matter?
Either doesn't matter. You know how things are crossing over nowadays and streaming's very popular. Yeah. So, there's nothing wrong with being in a series. Yeah.
I feel like you can make anything a Netflix show now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What about the sci-fi remake that just did on Netflix as a big hit for him? The one with the lady that's not bad looking from House of Cards?
That's not bad looking.
the halfway decent
Was it a movie or TV show?
No, the TV show, the space one, Lost in Space.
Oh.
I tried, you know, that was.
Did you watch that?
I did watch that.
Oh. I got the first season. Yeah.
It was
I think there's
right.
only one season.
Yeah. Wait,
really?
It was all right.
I don't think they're bringing it back.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not? I thought it was all right.
It didn't knock my socks off.
Yeah.
I hyped it up. The trailer just was.
Yeah, the trailer was
phenomenal. Was sweet, and I think I hyped it up too much.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
about Batwoman?
I saw the pilot.
She was real good in John Wick.
Movies are great.
At San Diego Comic Con.
So. Oh, you did? Because she's from John Wick.
Yeah. Did they air the pilot for real yet? Or
yeah,
no?
Because I think it comes to TV like in a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
What? Wait, is it on TV or
it's
is it on
it's
streaming?
On CW.
Yeah, it's TV. You know, I saw it in San Diego. It was okay.
Yeah.
It was all right. It was better than I expected, but it was still very CW.
Yeah, for sure. All of the
is that a knock on the CW?
Well, they are. That's their famous.
Well,
niche is
they've
the
ran
superheroes.
Out of teenage vampire movies.
I don't
well,
necessarily...
they did Smallville. Smallville was like over 10 years long. Yeah. Supernatural.
It's not necessarily a knock.
Arrow.
It's more of a
Flash.
Just a genre type. You know, okay. like there's a certain like if you yeah if you watch the Arrow show, you yeah. know I loved Arrow, but like you know there's a certain campiness or lightness to it.
There's gonna be a Smallville crossover coming up.
And that one, I'm probably gonna watch that. You know,
they bring him back One Tree Hill.
No, but I did read online
you know,
from
weird.
My research. Tom Welling.
My dad watched One Tree Hill.
Oh, really? Anyway, yeah. Tom Welling's supposed to be in the crossover.
Right, that's Superman, right?
Yeah, he was Clark.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You know what's coming out Friday?
What?
Peaky Blinders.
Do you watch Peaky Blinders?
I don't. I heard good things though.
It's I like
Wait,
it.
Okay,
these
what
guys,
service is this one on?
Netflix.
It's okay. technically a BBC.
Yes.
That's redistributed through Netflix.
Oh, okay.
I love BBC stuff.
It's I think it's a phenomenal show. They turned me on to it. I think when the second season came out.
It takes place. So it starts at the end of World War I. In are they in Birmingham, England?
Yes. Yes.
And they're sort of like a rough and tough gang out of the war, right? Like they're so battle scarred from the war, and they just kind of become street thugs.
Nice.
So they're kind of hitting that roaring 20s because
okay.
it's been on for like 5 seasons.
Oh,
so
wow.
it would kind of yeah. make sense, right? Start at end of World War I, and
right.
they're working their way up.
Right into World War II.
Okay.
Boom.
Okay.
There are rumors that maybe that's where it kind of ends, but it's kind of hard. Like you know the actors get famous and they. It's hard for them to come back for such a small show, quote unquote small show.
Right.
Well, it's
right.
got what's his name, Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
Scarecrow.
Yeah.
From Batman Begins.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
Also
kinda,
Dunkirk.
Kind of creepy, but
mm-hmm. yeah,
good actor.
And then the same thing happened to Sherlock, right?
Oh God, one of my top five.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
But which one? The Benedict one?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's
yeah,
busy.
That was good.
He's busy
good.
Now with yeah. Doctor Strange.
I have to say this one of the top five all time shows for me.
Good show.
All time.
So
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Oh, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I just started watching it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's Tiffany loved
so
it, too.
Good.
I finished
it. Wait
yeah.
till you get to...
Moriarty?
Yeah, where he meets
yeah.
Moriarty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
And then
this is like the intelligence
kick.
Of those two going at
yeah.
it.
He's in Black Panther.
Right.
He's the doctor.
Right.
The intelligence of those Moriarty and Benedict going at it, dude, is like... It's so good.
And uh-huh. that's and those are you know, British actors, so that's higher caliber right there.
Oh, really?
So that's the hierarchy.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a complaint.
Christian Bale, that's why he's a good Batman.
Yeah.
He's Welsh.
He's English?
He's Welsh, but okay. yeah, close. It's
close enough,
British.
Right?
Yeah.
They all
or are we
going to
offend anybody by saying close enough? I don't know.
you probably will.
I don't know.
Okay, so I watched Chernobyl for the first time.
What's the
Wait a minute. What is that on? Is that
on HBO?
Oh, HBO.
I haven't watched it. I don't have HBO.
I don't either.
Why do they have English accents? That really bothered me.
Yeah, I wonder the same thing. I just think it would be really tough if it was all in Russian.
But it doesn't have to be the Russian language, but a little Russian accent? It was literally...
Rush is dropping bombs right
Shout
now.
Shout out.
Yeah. That's Chernobyl getting ready. The alarm's going off.
The alarm right there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't even know if Chernobyl really
it
happened.
It really bothered
okay.
me.
Okay. All right.
It really bothered me.
But, I mean, yes, the accent. I agree with you on the accent. It's 100%. But I think it's shot really well.
It's shot well.
And dude, I
high
mean,
quality.
By no means am I.
I'm only one episode in.
By any means, should I say anything good or bad? But I think it's.
I'm only one episode in.
Okay.
And I thought it was. Pretty good.
All right.
But the English accents, I'm like, come on, they're in Russia. Just throw a little Russian.
Throw
in
a little bit on there.
Dave, hit us with some Russian.
Suka.
Sorry. the guy to the right is the best Russian accent.
Oh.
It's just straight Anarchy 99. Thank you, Vin Diesel, XXX.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
Yeah. But that's
what
it.
What was his name?
I don't know. I forget. Xander, Xander Zone.
Oh, yeah, the Xander Zone.
Xander.
My cousin really loves you.
Okay, see? I think I, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so we got new shows to talk about, new movies to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah.
New streaming services to talk about.
Oh, two new ones kick off next month.
Yeah.
Let's go right into the streaming services.
Okay. How many do you need?
All of them.
It's almost coming to the same price as regular TV, though.
Not even close. I added them all up. It's only like $74.
That's about what my DirecTV is. It's like 90.
It's bundled with your internet, though, too, right?
No.
No? Okay. Mm-mm.
So how many does everybody have right now so far?
Okay. So HBO, Netflix, Hulu without commercials, because, you know, commercials suck. Netflix, HBO.
I'm only two Hulu. In.
Prime. Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I've got four.
I've got four.
Yeah.
What's the fourth one?
Shit. CBS All Access.
Oh, yes. I was going to talk to you about that.
Doesn't that come with Prime?
No.
Is that, don't you have like a life membership app for Hawaii Five-0?
View.
Yes. They should give you that for free.
They should give that to
me. Hey, shout out.
Right?
Executives at CBS. Get a guy.
That's true.
Because we know you listen.
That's true because Hawaii Five-0 is CBS. You can access it through Amazon's app.
Oh, but you
or
still
whatever,
need
but
the...
you gotta you can buy it through there, but
But can you see Discovery? Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the cost on the the CBS?
Oh shoot, what is it?
$6.99, I think.
Yeah, that's about right.
I wrote them down.
I think that's right.
Let me bring them up.
I'm just rocking the Netflix and the Prime.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
I got Prime, I got Netflix and a Hulu. Hulu
But you don't subscribe
to what?
To regular television.
No.
You're a cord cutter like me.
Yeah.
Not a cord cutter.
I never got a cord.
I share YouTube TV.
So that's a cord cutter because you're not paying the man.
True.
You're paying a man.
The man.
Not.
I mean, Alphabet. Just, Alphabet
I mean, I was going to say, yeah.
More money than DirecTV.
I was going to say that.
Well, I take that back with the merger with AT&T. It's going to be a close,
I still don't even think it's close.
What?
AT&T is worth a lot of money.
Wait. Who's merging to what?
Well, AT&T bought DirecTV.
Did it?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, okay.
I had DirecTV Now, and then they turned it to AT&T, and I just canceled it.
Mm-hmm. For me, it just comes down to live sports.
I'm really digging Prime, though. They're putting out some good content.
That's true. Yeah.
Really? Hannah? I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that.
Are you kidding me? Have you not watched Jack Ryan?
He did. He liked it.
Oh, how about The Boys?
The Boys was phenomenal.
I'm just swamped right now. I've yet to watch.
I told all these guys they need to watch it.
Oh yeah, you guys got to watch The Boys.
God, the stuff he was telling me, it's like.
I'm trying to get him hooked with the scene where Starlight first gets introduced to the Seven.
Yeah,
it's a rough scene, but it hooks you.
Yeah, terrible scene.
But
in a good way.
Also, The Handmaid's Tale.
That's on Hulu.
That's dark.
Oh, that's Hulu.
That's Hulu.
That's dark as shit, man.
Really,
I watched like one episode and I was like, I don't know.
Well,
man.
It's almost too real, right?
Did you
now.
Watch Hannah?
No, is that good?
Oh, it's good.
Real
yeah?
good.
Yeah, okay.
Did you watch what's the one I always mess up the name? The Following or The Killing?
The Killing. The Killing is not proprietary to Amazon Prime.
No, but it had the same actor and actress.
Correct.
Did you ever watch that? That was a famous one where they followed the murder in Seattle.
No, I haven't seen that one.
I have an idea.
That's a good one, too.
All right.
Let's go off like what streaming services, and then let's name like our top two or three shows that we think are the best shows.
Love
for
it.
Streaming
okay.
Service.
Let's Love do it.
Can I start with Netflix? $12.99 for HD, not Ultra HD. You do the Ultra HD because you're badass.
Unfortunately.
And so number one, right off the bat, Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Do we have another tentpole episode or show on Netflix?
Ooh.
Does Peaky Blinders count? Because I'm going Peaky.
It's not a Netflix original, is it?
No, but they're like, it kind of gets weird how they partner up with Netflix.
Contractually binded to Netflix, aren't they?
Well, yeah.
What about The Office? If we're going to talk about that, then The
Office.
But
that's still listed as like a NBC show. Sometimes when you look up Peaky Blinders, it says it's a Netflix original, but it's technically released on BBC first.
I'm with Justin, just a full Netflix original. There's no other.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Mindhunter. I'm really digging Mindhunter.
That's
never
good.
Even heard
that's
of it.
Mindhunter's that's
good.
Some good shit right there.
Yeah.
Mindhunter's, I really enjoyed this season.
It's a slow burn.
I got to look
like
it up real
good,
quick.
Yeah.
It is.
Was the something black?
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
Black, is that a Netflix original?
That's a. Isn't
it's
that a
BBC?
Oh, is
BBC,
it?
BBC,
okay.
Yeah. But it's
BBC.
Damn good, though.
It's.
Some of the earlier seasons, right?
Get you really thinking.
So, you know, I'm going to throw this one out there. I think this is Netflix original, and it's not necessarily an ongoing series type of deal. It's an anthology. It's oh shit, what's it called? Love, Death, and Robots. All those animated.
Oh, I did see that. That looks badass.
Have you seen any of that? The other guys?
I have not.
No, I have not.
It's all animated sci-fi, but it's very it is on the edge of like Black Mirror, Twilight Zone-ish kind of to some degree.
Has could almost be what are they ratings like NA? Is it could it be very
there's some
I'm going 100% forgot Ozark is far superior.
Yeah. Ozark is good.
Yeah, Ozark is great. Good.
House of Cards.
You know,
it's fell fallen off hard. Off real
I
hard.
I haven't watched it.
But
only watched the first few seasons.
Yeah, I would say that. But it's tough to recommend a show where you say you only watch the first few seasons.
I actually really liked Orange is the New Black too. You didn't like it?
I liked
season one.
Yeah. We forgot Narcos.
Love Narcos.
Okay, I have to watch that. I haven't seen it.
And then to end it, not a great show, but I got forced to watch it was Sense8. How'd you feel about it?
That was
the Wachowski sisters.
Yeah.
I forgot about the most recent one for you. Umbrella Academy.
Oh, that was good.
I enjoyed Umbrella Academy. Yeah. You know who wrote that? I think he's the lead singer or maybe the guitar player for My Bad Chemical Romance.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
After the band kind of fizzled.
Has to be the guitar player. Cannot be the lead singer.
Yeah.
I liked it because I think it gave us that X-Men fix that the movies weren't giving us.
Yeah.
I
enjoyed the like kind of crazy concept like right off the bat, right? Like all these crazy like immaculate conceptions.
Yeah. And who's the actress or what's her name?
The lady, the Juno lady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was excellent in that.
I just the Juno lady.
Right.
Yeah, she is.
Kitty Pryde, right? From the X-Men movie.
Yeah.
X2?
Yeah.
How about lady that runs through the walls?
Right.
Yeah.
How about Daredevil?
I really enjoyed Daredevil, but
because
of the way Disney pulled all the shows off the platform, I didn't watch the last season.
Boss move by Disney. No big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, I got some stuff to talk about that.
So it's just strictly because I know there's not going to be a next season on Netflix. I haven't watched the last season, but I really enjoy the first two.
Yeah.
Has anybody watched The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
I have.
Oh.
I thought it was all right.
I thought it was funny.
Pretty funny.
It's a funny ass show.
A lot of people at work watch Big Mouth.
Oh my! Big Mouth is hilarious.
I've seen a few of those. It's really
It's yeah.
Because that's created awesome. From the guy from the League.
It kind of reminds me of Fuller House.
What?
Lion ass. No, it's good. I haven't seen all of them, but I it's one of those things where you just kind of flip on if you're not watching anything, and you just
what the hell am I watching?
Yeah, and it's great. Yeah. It's great.
I like those other ones, like The Toys That Made Us or whatever.
Oh, the documentaries. Yeah.
Those are cool about like, they go into real depth on like, you know, the toys and all the backstab and
there are some really good Netflix documentaries, but they're hard. Okay. The problem with all of these is it's hard to find the content.
I don't like their new algorithm.
Hulu has got some phenomenal shows, but you can't find them. Their interface is unusable.
Hulu's is probably the worst.
But I'm going to go with Netflix. I don't like it either because like before they gave you like the actual kind of like ratings of the show that fans were given it.
Yes.
And now it's like based on shows you think you would like. This is a 90% show similar to what you already watched.
And it's,
I don't care, but it's a 1 out of 10.
It's way off.
Yeah,
it's
not a fan.
Terrible.
You know what's screwing us is the wife's parents, I got them hooked on Netflix. And she made the wrong move of giving her account over to them. So it's nothing but Western. So our our statistics are whacked now.
It's called creating another profile.
Well, we had to move to mine because...
Oh, yeah.
Their TV is like the first generation smart TV, so you can't switch accounts. Whatever, which one it chooses.
Buy him a $20 Roku, you cheap bastard.
They got a built-in app.
Oh, come on.
The interface is bad. It looks like the DVD style, but it works.
Wow.
So that was a big list for Netflix.
Yeah.
Popular show.
What about The Ranch? I enjoy The Ranch.
I totally, totally forgot about Daredevil, though. But
Daredevil's good.
That's a good, best fight scenes in a...
Oh, that scene where they did, like, in the first season where they fought in the staircase. They said that was all one shot.
Yeah.
I just got an update from the press corps in the other room. Netflix put out a public request to redo their algorithm.
Oh, they should.
They
created a public contest to redo their algorithm.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Please. Okay. Yeah.
But I agree. There's a lot of good shows on Netflix. I do enjoy the content they got.
You mentioned The Ranch. I'm sorry. I think I interrupted you. You said The Ranch.
That's like the That 70s Show spinoff. It's got the same guys in it.
Oh, is that Ashton Kutcher and the other?
Yeah.
But they're in the country?
Yeah, they have a ranch in Colorado and they're ranchers.
I couldn't get into it.
But it doesn't have the hide in it anymore, huh?
No, because Church of Scientology is in trouble for protecting him.
Are you sure that wasn't called Brokeback Mountain?
Oh, wasn't he the guy that got busted for doing some Me Too shit or something?
Yeah. Yeah. And now they're blaming the Church of Scientology for protecting him.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Okay, I would do Hulu originals, but dude, it's impossible to find.
I have Hulu.
The
so.
Only Hulu original I know is Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, that's a great show, though.
Should I continue? I saw one episode and I was just like, this is some dark shit.
It is dark.
I didn't like the whole like rapey shit in the bedroom.
Dude, that's pretty much how it is every time.
Oh, God.
I forgot a Netflix show. Altered Carbon.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Phenomenal.
Oh, if you'd like there's that, then new, you're going to love Hannah.
There's a new skin.
Okay, cool.
I forget who's going to be the skin for season
Isn't
two.
Is it Anthony Mackie or no? Am I wrong? Am I thinking of somebody else?
I can't remember.
I don't know.
They announced who's going to be the second skin, though.
You're right. They did. And
Sorry, not to go back, but...
No. That's cool. That's a good. It's hard to remember everything.
It is.
You need to like tell me this stuff before I come on your show, so I can put my list together.
And it's not a.
It's impossible to know, honestly. That's the problem of all this.
It's not a Hulu original, but I had to get the wife to watch Lost, so we did Hulu for a month, so I could get her to just crash
course.
Love
that show.
That's another show though, where it's so good, and then the finale, you're just like,
yeah.
What?
But for us, Lost was like.
Because, yeah, it's high school.
Right, it's high school and Alias. You know,
never seen one episode of Lost.
Oh, my dude.
Oh, you haven't
if
seen
it
Lost?
Wasn't for Lost,
Lost.
Episode. You love J.J. Abrams' movies. If it wasn't for Lost, he wouldn't be who he is.
Really?
Lost put him on the map.
True.
That's
really
his show.
That? True. Everything leads to something, right?
Yeah.
Built. It was a good show, except for that finale.
I'd go with the first three seasons were just all-time, one of my all-time favorite shows.
Yeah, bangers.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
phenomenal.
Yeah, it's really good. And look, we brought Daniel Day Kim back into the conversation because he's in Hawaii. He was in Hawaii 5-0, and he was in Lost too. So,
and 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, 6 degrees of Daniel
Dude,
Day Kim.
I'm looking at these Hulu originals. I never heard of any of these.
Yeah, like I said, I don't have it. So,
are they supposed to be good or what?
I don't know.
I don't know why I have Hulu.
I watch Hulu. I have Hulu to watch real time television shows. Like they come out the next day or whatever. That's really all I use Hulu for.
True.
Makes sense.
I caught up with Brooklyn Nine-Nine on Hulu.
Yeah.
That's a funny show.
The Freakish? Anybody ever heard of that one? I've heard of it. I've never seen an episode.
Freakish. I think I've heard of it.
Yeah,
but...
Let me just... Shut Eye? Never heard of it. The Hot Wives? Never heard of it.
I need to go home and
Difficult
take
People?
A look at this
never
stuff.
Heard of it.
I think Quick Hot Draw? Wives is a different... That's a website altogether. Yeah. It's a whole different... Whole different.
And the other website called Casuals, never heard of it. Chance, never heard of it.
These are all Hulu originals?
Yes.
East Hulu, Los, set the game up.
East Los High, never heard of it. It's like a Latino high school musical situation going on here.
Come on, Hulu. You got to have more than just Handmaid's Tale to be.
Into the Dark,
I think.
I think
Handmaid's Tale is it.
That's it.
Penis? Oh, heard of it, never seen it.
Oh, it's spelled PIN 15 or something, right? Is that right? Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
The five looks
penis.
Like an S.
Yeah, it's
you got to zoom in close to really see that one.
Followed up by the bisexual.
That's what she said.
I see where Hulu's going with this.
Yeah, zoom in.
The awesome, never heard of it. The wrong mama.
While he's reading these, going back to Netflix, one last again. Are you guys going to watch a Breaking Bad movie?
Oh, Camino.
Yeah.
El Camino.
I haven't seen the series.
I couldn't get into it.
What?
Couldn't get into it. It's not good.
Oh, dude.
Wait, is it on Netflix?
Yes.
Breaking Bad is.
Well, it's not Netflix original. It's
But it's on
but the movie,
available.
But the movie's going to be a Netflix original.
Yes, and it comes out like October 20th or something.
Yeah.
You know, Netflix is really kicking ass with original content though. Like
they're just pumping out so much.
They're pumping a lot of money into it. That's for sure.
Don't they have that Scorsese movie coming out to
The Irishman.
Oh, that looks
great.
They say that one's going to be up for an Oscar if they can get it into a theater.
Dude, really? That looks good.
Looks good, yeah.
Because apparently it has to be in a theater for 2 weeks and advertised before it can be considered.
And you know they were waiting for years, decades, just to get that de-aging effect perfect so that they could do this movie.
Yeah, with Pacino? They did a great job on that.
Yeah, De Niro? Shoot.
So should we just go on to Prime or whatever other streaming
Skip
service?
Hulu.
Hulu sucks.
Yeah.
Skip Hulu.
All right.
Handmaid's Tale, that's about the only thing. Prime, hands down, Grand
Jack
Tour.
Ryan. Oh, Okay.
I love Top Gear. I love
those
Top
Gear
dudes.
Okay.
They spun off after he got fired for being a racist asshole. Created Grand Tour. I love the show. It's good.
Do you like it more than Top Gear?
I think so, because they get more into the trips.
Okay. All right.
Because they have like sometimes two episodes, like it's long episodes, and it's way more about the trips and like the goofiness that goes on. So I like that part of it.
Okay.
Those guys just have good chemistry.
Yeah. I'm going back with The Boys.
Yeah.
It's their number one watch show ever.
You like it more than Jack Ryan?
It's pretty funny. It's, I mean, it's a Seth Rogen show. It's hilarious.
The Boys?
It's, yeah.
And I like the guy. It's Bones. Bones McKay is the main character.
Yeah. Who's Bones McKay?
From Star Trek, the new cast.
Carl Urban.
Is that really Bones' last name? I don't think so.
Isn't that Bones' last name?
I have no idea.
I don't know what his name is. That's completely wrong.
But his real name is Carl Urban.
Okay.
He's phenomenal on the show.
Yeah.
And the evil genius protege is pretty good in the show.
Right.
That sounds good.
Yeah. It's. I mean, if you have superhero fatigue, this will like get you back into superheroes.
We talked about that the other day. Like,
it's
I
funny.
Can't go see if... anymore.
You got to check it out though. This you'll like this. This is like a palate cleanser if you're tired of superhero movies.
I'm definitely going Boys, Hannah, Jack Ryan.
I like Jack Ryan more than I don't know, it's tough. Hannah was really good.
I got to catch up, man. This is like I need to get check out Hannah.
Good luck. It's you can't catch up.
Well, we'll see.
Man, they just everybody's
I'm ready
so
for
much
Jack Ryan the second season and it's going to push it over Hannah.
November.
All right.
Because John Krasinski plays Jack Ryan.
Right.
He's the new Jack Ryan.
And it's supposed to be in Russia, second season.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I can't see him as Jack Ryan, but I'll give it a
shot.
Well,
okay, did you watch...
Neither can I, but...
Did you watch... what was the name of it?
Benghazi?
But it was the Benghazi one? Was it called Benghazi?
No, it's the like 13 Hours.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch that?
Shit, I think I did.
Because it also had the Roy.
Roy from
the
Office.
And they're just all yoked, right? Because they played...
Oh, right.
Luckily, they were on the same team.
I think I did see that. I think I did see that. Yeah.
Did you watch Quiet Place?
Yes.
What do you think of that? I think he's a good actor.
That was when they had the creatures and stuff. They had to be really quiet.
Yeah, use sign language.
Right.
Movie that was huge in the sign language.
It was him and his real wife.
Yeah. It was all right.
Somehow they're going to make it two.
Yeah. I love Emily Blunt. So I watched it for her.
Oh.
But there were certain things in that movie that I was... He didn't have... Okay. Hopefully I'm not spoiling this. For anybody who's listening, spoiler alert. But like, he didn't have to do what he did towards the end.
That's true.
Yes. He really didn't have to do that.
Completely agree. Yeah.
Yeah, and that kind of like took me out of it. So.
I hear you. Better than Bird Box.
But the acting was good.
Oh, yeah. Far superior.
Oh,
than Bird Box.
God, Bird
if
Box.
We don't say anything, it would be like a podcast about that movie.
We just say
Bird Box.
Bird Box is bad. And then Netflix tried to do like another spinoff of Bird Box.
Did they?
Or Bird Box.
Oh, right. That's right. There was like a...
it was another thing that like they're flying around.
Yeah. What's his name? Stanley Tucci.
Yes.
I haven't seen it.
Terrible.
Because I was like, I saw the trailer and I was like, this is Bird Box.
Don't watch it. I wasted probably an hour and a half of my life watching that thing.
Slash Quiet Place. Yep. Slash, I don't know.
Mm. Yeah. Jack Ryan's good.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
So that's about all Prime's got going for it.
All right.
A lot of movies, though. It has a lot of old school movies on it.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
So the two big ones that are hitting, Apple TV Plus.
No big deal.
Don't even know what's going on with that, dude. They're giving it away for free if you buy something. Like, literally.
Spend $1,000, get $60 trial.
No, I think you can get like an Apple TV for $100 and they give it to you.
Really? On the Apple TV?
I bet you if you went and bought a watch band, they're like, here, just watch it, please.
So do they have any like flagship shows on it right now?
The one morning show with Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston.
And Renee Zellweger.
No, Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yeah, Reese Witherspoon.
They're the same.
Oh, I like Reese Witherspoon.
They've been pumping the shit out of the trailers on TV.
Well, the big one.
See, you watch commercials. I don't watch commercials, so I've never seen it.
Yeah.
The big one that caught, no pun intended, my eye was Sight.
Where, the one with Mimosa?
Where it's like a futuristic world. And basically something happened along the line in the genes where being blind is the norm.
Oh, wow.
And it's like kind of like an apocalyptic world. And these two newborns are born, but they can tell that the newborns have sight.
Ooh, so they could rule the world.
Yeah.
And that's what the
thing
like,
is. They're like, I'm going to trip everybody.
All these other clans
and
are,
take over this planet.
Yeah, the other clans really want to kill the babies.
Yeah, all the clans are out to kill these babies.
That,
and Jason Momoa's
the
father.
That sounds really...
Like Handmaid's Tale.
Like, it's very, it looked very interesting. Like, the one trailer I saw,
well,
yeah.
They said, since they've been filming that, that's why he's been in Hawaii, like, trying to protect the mountain and all that stuff. Because that's where they filmed it.
Well, oh, is this Jason Momoa? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they say, well, I mean, they said they brought in, like, a huge amount of, like, cast and, I mean, I don't know, like, extras
actors,
and actors and...
Trainers.
Yeah.
And people, just crew that actually are blind.
Oh, wow.
To train the actors and the crew set.
On how to, yeah.
They better cover up all those sharp corners, man.
Dude.
OSHA. That's in the house.
Gee.
But to be fair, those are the only two shows I know about.
This is the first I'm hearing of all that.
Actually. On Apple TV?
Yeah. I had no idea they had like these flagship shows or whatever.
Well, you know, they're yet to be seen.
Right.
They call them flagship shows and then you watch them and they suck and then it's like...
Right.
It's just they're only doing original content. They have no back catalog that I know of. So that's really hard.
It's tricky.
To start off like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be a flop, but, you know, they rule the music world. Yeah. I don't know if they can do the same in the videos for sure.
Give it time.
I'm looking real quick to see if there's any shows.
I mean, just by the names alone that they've invested in, I feel like. I mean, they've got,
they got the Oprah show.
Oprah. They've got in.
Okay.
They brought in Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did they bring in J.J.
Abrams? J.J. Abrams. They brought in huge names.
Oh, wow. They got J.J., huh?
Yeah, they brought in the huge names.
Well, they're smart. They're playing it smart then.
So, I mean, I think they'll just give it time. And they're going to just crush everybody like they always do.
But they're not putting the money in the like Netflix is still. I've seen some numbers, and they're not pumping as much money as you think they would.
I thought they said they were going to put $1 billion in.
Billion's nothing to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like one. Thousands.
I think. I think they're still testing the waters, right? They're gonna launch it, give it maybe about a year, see what the numbers are, and then say, "Oh, okay."
Ooh. But
so the C show is written by the guy that does Peaky Blinders.
Oh, that's my man. Might have been why I'm drawn to it.
There you go.
I don't know.
I'm trying to look on here. There's not much.
So this one is $4.99 a month, right?
$4.99. Yep.
Okay. Wow.
And free if you buy some.
God, I already feel like I have too many.
So
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Automatic getting the phone and then testing out the year.
They give it to you for a year. And if you, let's say you buy headphones next year, maybe you'll get it again. Like literally, they should just package it up. If you've got the $14.99 for like the family music,
yeah,
they should just package up the video. It's $4.99. Just throw it in there.
That would be, yeah, that'd be nice.
Or they round it up to $20. They put music, the arcade with all the games.
There you go.
And TV.
Apple, if you did that, I'd leave Spotify right now.
Did you hear that, Apple?
I mean,
bundle that shit.
No big deal.
$20.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not losing that much money when you think about it at that price. They're losing $5.
So that's true. I'm just going through. There's not much info. Apple teamed up with M. Night.
Oh, M. Night Shyamalan?
For a series called Servant.
Yeah, but when has he made a good movie?
Are you kidding
Signs?
Me?
Signs? Loved it.
Nope.
Did you not see Glass?
Sixth Sense?
Nope.
Unbreakable? You never seen Sixth Sense?
No. Well, the dead people one.
Yeah.
That's the only one I like.
Wasn't I was?
Oh, you didn't like Signs?
I didn't like Signs.
You
didn't
like Unbreakable? It's not that good, you guys.
Hold on. You didn't like Unbreakable?
Oh, but right. You know what?
What this about the guy that plays the
this
new
This is
professor?
Baby Boomer versus Millennials right now.
What about the guy that plays...
Wait, we're not Baby Boomer.
No, you're not that
Gen
old.
X. No, we're
Gen
not
X.
that old.
Versus AMs.
What was the
Wait,
first...
Wait, what are these guys?
Millennials.
They're not millennials.
Hell yes.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah, if you're what
they're
is it?
Half
30,
our age.
35,
dude, they're half our age.
Up to 35.
Oh. 35 and like what, 24?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So they're barely millennials.
We're fucking old. That's what we are.
What was the
old.
One where you didn't know it was part of Unbreakable? The first one where they had the Professor X guy play the creature.
Oh,
it wasn't Shattered.
Split.
That was great.
That was good.
Split was real good.
I'll give you that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, he's got one good movie. That's good.
Sixth Sense is considered one of the best movies.
Sixth Sense
of all time.
Is, and then
oh,
I lost interest.
Come on, dude. Your number one movie is Fast and Furious.
It's a good movie, but no. There's a lot of one liners, a lot of zingers.
There are. A lot of one liners.
What?
One inch at a time. Is that what you live your life by?
Quarter mile at a time.
Oh, quarter mile at a time.
Ride or die, baby.
No one likes a fucking tuna here. Get your lunch from some other place.
That's true.
I don't know.
You get to my face. What are you expecting to do? Well, I'm in your face. What are you going to do now?
You've opened up the can of worms
now.
Yeah,
I know. It's like, it's Fast and Furious Tourette's.
Oh, hey. Tourette's-o.
What's Tourette's-o. What a drop. There I like that.
What's the scene that you get down the best when Hector walks in?
Vato, hasta la feria. Dude, when he just walks in with a lot of money. Cash.
He's like, and you need three of all these?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah. It's
I wish I knew a quote. I throw one out, but I don't know.
It's our generation. We grew up with that movie.
Yeah.
If we imported parts,
he looks
from
really
Japan.
Disappointed.
I mean, that's cool.
All-time favorite movie. Can you name one?
All-time favorite movie.
God, I have too many.
Exactly. We've done this one real time tough. where we went try to go by categories.
Yeah. Oh, it was difficult.
Even then, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think my favorites are usually like what's top of mind at the moment. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like,
for sure.
You know?
John Wick.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But there's always classics like Jaws. Love Jaws. You know?
You got a John Wick fan right here.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I almost walked out of the third one, dude. I couldn't
what?
Take it.
What'd you say?
These guys
the fuck did you just say?
I couldn't take it.
Did you just say you were going to walk out?
Oh, my God. If I wasn't with all the guys, I would have been like,
he would have kicked your ass if you would have walked out of that.
That's terrible.
He would have came through the screen and gotcha.
What podcast is this? My
oh,
God.
My gosh.
Come on, man.
Do we want to go down the rabbit hole now?
Not yet. We got to talk about the big elephant in the room.
Oh, that's true.
The people that are going to come in and say Netflix, Hulu, Apple.
Oh.
Disney,
I forgot.
Mother effing Plus.
Yes.
That thing is going to crush it.
It's killing. It's going to kill everybody.
The largest back catalog of anything.
Yeah.
Exclusive content. I mean, come on, dude. They got Star Wars, Marvel, the Disney catalog.
That's true.
All the Fox.
Yeah.
Let's give me a break.
And they're going to revamp hella shit and give everything its own TV show.
Yeah.
Loki's getting its own show.
Yeah.
They're going to redo X-Men now.
Let's talk about the best show trailer that I've seen this year.
Hit them up.
Mandalorian.
Yeah. Mandalorian.
The trailer awesome. Is pretty intense.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Looks phenomenal.
It's, yeah.
So well done. That trailer is like, if it's just a touch of what that show's going to be, it's going to crush Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Oh,
it looks
fucking Carl Weathers, man. Like, Dylan, you son of a bitch.
Dude, exactly. Yeah,
right?
That's exactly what I thought.
Right? Yeah.
So
man.
Good, dude.
Now, if you were Disney, are you going to stick to your guns? And come out on the 12th. Apple announced they're coming on the 1st. Why not just push that shit up 12 days and go ahead mano y mano?
They don't have to. They don't have to, dude. They're going to crush it.
It doesn't matter if they don't have
to. Wait, who's coming out first?
Apple.
Apple.
Okay.
Because is Apple a threat?
No, but it would still be like kind of funny in their face like, we're coming out the same day.
I think Tizzy's like, Apple, you don't need to push me around.
Yeah.
Not to mention like half the board members on each company is like the same.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I really think that like the Disney is going to crush it on this one.
Yeah. Oh,
because easily. If you think about it, like they're going to curate this thing like they curate your experience at the park, right? You walk into that park.
Yeah.
Kids
everything's perfect.
Right.
Yeah. I think they're really going to try to bring that curation to the online.
Now, they did say going back to Netflix that they're supposed to go back to like Gen 1 Netflix user interface, what people like. So straightforward. Find what you're looking for.
That'd be nice.
That would be good. It's
supposed to be really clean. Rumor is they're not going to have auto-playing trailers, which will be a huge one. I hate that with Netflix
now.
Yeah,
it's annoying.
Yeah.
And you can't turn it off.
Like, even if you autoplay it, like, autoplay it muted.
Yeah.
You know, at least have it default to mute.
Yep.
So it doesn't just fucking scare the shit out of you.
That's what the new Apple TV update does. It'll play, like, video up on the top, but you won't hear volume until you bounce up to it.
Now, some people jumped in. There's been a ton of deals if you're D23 members, if you're annual pass members.
Wow.
You can drop it from, what is it, $5.99?
It's $6.99 a month, I think.
And you could drop it down to like $3 if you sign a 3-year deal up front and you're like a D23 member.
And the D23 membership's free. Did you check it out?
I did not. Okay. So I needed.
And if you're a D23 paid member, you even get a dollar off of that.
Jeez. They're really just reeling you in.
It was
well,
like
you got to sign a 3-year deal. So if like, it's not great up front.
Well, no, you pay it up front.
Yeah.
So it's $147 for like 3 years. So
yeah.
That's not too bad.
They should hit back at Apple and be like, you buy a ticket to Disneyland or any Disney World free for a year.
There's no way.
For the Star Wars nerds, though, it's like $147 to have access to everything is totally worth it.
Now, are you going to do the package deal? You get Disney, ESPN Plus, and Hulu, but with commercials for $13.99.
Nope.
That's a real good deal.
That's a good deal, too.
The with commercials kills me.
Yeah, nobody's going to watch it with commercials.
But hey, for $13.99, you're getting three banging streaming services.
You're paying for a service that is showing you commercials. Unacceptable these days.
Unacceptable. That's good. I like that.
I hear what you're saying, but it's just like, it's better than not having it for cheap.
I mean, I admit my Hulu does have commercials, and it is kind of annoying.
I can't do it. You can't fast forward through them.
No, nope,
they're a freaking nightmare, dude.
And they drop them in like really like fast, like they're like I mean like close together.
Yeah,
is what I'm trying to say.
And sometimes they're the same one that plays five times in a show.
You don't want to hear about Cialis.
I hate the when you see that little one of three remaining.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what gets
me. That's terrible.
I don't see that anymore.
You're like, this commercial isn't bad. It's 20 seconds, but it's 20 seconds times four commercials.
I feel like I've traveled back in time to my childhood when commercials were around, and you would like time your bathroom breaks.
Yep. It's the best $3 I spend a month is the no commercials. I'm telling you right now.
I'm surprised Disney didn't do an option for Hulu without. There must have been why Hulu wanted the commercials.
Well, yeah, because the advertising pays for some of that.
Yeah. So,
I want to say...
You think they would just bump it up like $2 and Disney just say, here's your $2.
True.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, all of this backroom negotiation that goes on for all this video content is so effed up.
Yeah.
That it just gets... I mean, for the user, it's impossible to know where stuff's on.
Yeah.
And for the companies, it's impossible to get stuff to stream because, you know, I can stream it in the United States, but I can't stream it in Germany, but I can stream it in the UK, but I can't stream it in Canada. So it's like ridiculous signing these deals and working out. It's probably years of contract just to put like the Big Bang Theory on frickin' streaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oof.
That's a bitter subject for me, too. I don't like that. That's the only fault is that Lawrence guy, whatever the producers is.
Yeah.
He does not want to issue it digitally.
Mm.
HBO just won it for $1 billion.
I know.
Wow. $1 billion.
Oh, but here's the good part of that. Let me get started on that.
HBO Go doesn't get it.
It's going to be another HBO service that you have to subscribe to watch fucking Big Bang Theory. So pirate it. Oh, I didn't say that out loud, but pirate that. Pirate that shit.
$1 billion.
Office, we'll cut that part out.
Office is leaving. Office and Friends left Netflix, but they got Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh.
Yeah, Seinfeld.
Yeah. Mm. That's okay. I mean, I've probably watched The Office on loop for 10 years now, 6 years.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? Like, really young people are discovering or rediscovering Friends on Netflix.
Yeah.
They revolted when that was going away.
They pay over $100 million a year for Friends.
It's crazy. You know, it's funny. When I was in college, I loved Friends because that's when it was brand new, right? And I tried to sit down and rewatch an episode just, you know, out of the blue just to see if it still held up. I couldn't get through, like, the first 5 minutes.
Really? Because Anise loves it. She watches it watches it constantly.
And I used to love it. You know what I mean? Yeah. But, like, it's just the world has changed so much that the jokes just don't land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like Seinfeld.
Yeah,
well, that's a show about nothing.
Right. So
and there's always nothing.
There's always nothing.
Exactly.
So
I don't know. I think that I think Friends just has that stigma around it. It just has a history. That's why a lot of people watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is it safe to say that you're going to get Apple and Disney?
Yep. I already bought Disney.
No big deal.
I'm in. All in. 3 years.
No big deal.
Hell yeah.
Apple TV.
Three years. You did the three.
Ooh,
year.
3 years.
That's how you get the.
Because I got the D23 thing, so.
Committed. Like it.
And Apple, if I get a new phone, then I'll just get the Apple
get
TV.
The year.
Ah, man.
I'm not excited for Apple TV, though. Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm not excited.
I like it. You're downplaying it, and then, boom, just knocks your socks off.
I don't think so. No? I still don't know. I don't think I'm downplaying it. I just don't think it's going to be that good.
No? All right.
Like, I want to watch a morning show with Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell.
And I think Reese Witherspoon.
I just hope it's funny. I mean, Steve Carell.
Is it a talk show, or is it a
I think it's
fiction,
a talk show.
Fiction, oh,
right?
It's not a scripted.
It's a fiction. It's scripted.
Oh, it's scripted.
It's scripted.
It's fictional comedy based on talk show. It's almost like Anchorman.
Okay, that might be funny.
Anchorman,
then.
Yeah.
But more clean.
Kind of love Anchorman. It's a great movie.
Jason, will you be getting both?
I'm on, probably not Apple TV, yeah, because it doesn't sound like there's much going on there.
Unless you get a new device or something.
Yeah, and then Disney Plus, I'm on the fence, but I'm leaning towards it because Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
Dude.
And the Obi-Wan series.
Yeah, Obi-Wan's coming.
He's going to be phenomenal.
He's coming back.
Ewan McGregor.
McGregor,
right?
Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
He's the perfect person to play a young Obi-Wan.
Well, he did a damn good job in the... in the prequels.
Yeah, exactly.
And I hated the prequels, but he did good Obi-Wan.
He was the only saving thing, especially of episode 2.
I hated
two.
The prequels too, but I'm going to be honest. I watched episode 1 probably 30 times.
That's for other factors, but I hear what you're saying.
Because it was like so I was long. In this 20-year Star Wars drought.
Yeah, I can
like,
see that.
Episode 1 came out. And I watched it in the theaters like 3 times. And then when it came out on TV, I watched it all the time.
I could see that, yeah.
Because, I mean, you have great actors in there. You had Qui-Gon.
Yeah.
Oh.
You had Ian McGregor. The little kid's not bad. Teenage Anakin.
Portman. I
can't take that,
dude. Set of skills.
Yeah. Like, episode 2, when that Sound of Music scene happened... You know, when they're out
when they're
on
just
the,
riding. When they're boning on the rhinos.
Oh, God. Give me a break. That is the worst scene ever.
And it's like,
he's like, let me use the force to cut my apple.
Pretty much it's a metaphor for him trying to show her how big his junk is. He's just like, look at this.
And he's like, why don't you like me?
Yeah.
Fucking you whiny true. Little bee.
I don't even have to touch you.
Oh. Worst. 3 wasn't bad, but
which one was the one
great.
Where he had a problem with sand? Was that the first one or the second?
The problem with sand.
Remember, he said like Anakin said, "I don't like sand. It's so coarse."
I don't
remember
know.
Oh, oh my God. Maybe it was 2 when they were getting it on.
When they were, yeah, I think they were about to.
It's chafing.
And he was like, "Yeah, he's like, this is getting in my robes."
I would hate sand too.
Yeah,
because out of all the prequels, I thought 3 was real good. Like that fight scene on the lava planet at the end of the movie is phenomenal.
No. Okay, well,
and
the movie's all right. But
awesome.
That is the part that sells it. And they bring back what the Lion King guy, the voice of Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah, James
Earl Jones.
Yeah.
When they get him to do the voice of Vader, I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
I'm
that
done.
Ending
sold.
3. And then just when like the battle between him and Ewan McGregor, you really see the, like, you know, the emotions on his sleeve, right? Because he's just like, he lost his brother in Qui-Gon for this battle.
Yeah.
He gave up like his life to train him for this belief. And for it to kind of go sideways in that moment is just...
I'll give you 3, yeah. Number 3 was good. I think, you know...
And John Williams brought it on that one, too.
They should have gotten to that sooner. Like, if they had not done the first one...
He fucking brought it.
Yeah.
You know?
The second one could have totally gone away.
Yeah.
If you watch The Machete Order, the second one doesn't even exist. They
cut
it out.
And it's such a bummer because the stormtroopers and them going to the water planet was awesome, but the rest of the love making and while Anakin's
really
doing his thing,
hating his sand,
hanging out with the what are they, the Gungans?
It kind of set up
Gungan style.
Yeah,
just kind of set up this whole thing about figuring out that they were kind of like the clone guys were meant for good, but got flipped.
Even the fight scene in 2 is horrible with the Gungans and the throwing the glow balls and shit. That's so
right,
dumb.
The glow.
Yeah,
so dumb.
It was glow bowling.
It looked like they were LARPing. It literally looked like they were LARPing in that movie, and
I
it was all
that.
CG.
That wasn't good.
Wasn't great. But Disney knows how to like end a movie because like what was the one when they go the prequel to Episode 4.
Rogue One.
The scene at the end when they bring in Leia, I'm like, give me a break. Like, that gave me goosebumps. I'm like, this is so good.
I like Solo, too. Solo was
I
Solo
love
was
Rogue
good.
One. Rogue One was dope.
Rogue One's the best one so
good.
Far.
Yeah.
Of all the
Rogue One's really good.
I really like that.
IP Man in it.
It did. He was badass.
He was badass.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I want a little bit more of that. But yeah, that was a really good movie. It had the essence of Star Wars, but like it was a different, you know, it was a whole heist thing. It was like a heist movie. So
and they really, I mean, it was set up perfect for it because you hear that like these plans were brought to us in like with great, you know, death or whatever, great sacrifice.
And all that. Yeah.
And then you get to see the sacrifice that was made. That was pretty good.
Oh, going in?
Yeah, I'm going in.
It's a good call.
But I'm saying that was probably like.
For those that are. On video.
Oh, cookie.
No big deal.
For a cookie.
So, yeah, that. So, Mandalorian, I'm stoked for. I think it's going to be really good.
Hell yeah.
Dude, Gina Carano.
Which one?
Oh. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. MMA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. She was in Deadpool.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
She's a Mandalorian, man.
That scene's hella funny when her tits pop out.
What the fuck? Are you
and,
talking
he's
about?
And he's like, oh.
Oh. In Deadpool.
Oh, he jumped, in Deadpool. He jumped to Deadpool.
Yeah.
We were on Mandalorian and then
Deadpool. Yeah.
Well, you talked about Gina.
Yeah.
She's most famous for taking off every article of clothing to try to make weight in a UFC fight.
Wow.
That was like one of her biggest things.
That's something to be famous for.
Hey.
He's seen it again.
Whatever it takes, man.
Well, it just was like kind of weird when she did, of course. And now a lot of fighters try to do it.
You know?
Because they're missing weight by like a pound. So they'll take off all their clothes.
Anything for extra carbs that day. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
You know?
How's that cookie?
Yeah, exactly. I'll shave this off.
Go back on the Ewan McGregor. Any of you guys seen the trailer for Dr. Sleep?
Yes, looks real good, actually. He looks crazy as a motherfucker.
I don't know what that is.
It's a sequel to The Shining.
Yeah. Oh, shit?
He's playing... He's,
no, it's a prequel.
No, it's a sequel. It's because he's...
plays before The Shining.
He plays Danny.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
What?
It looks phenomenal.
Yeah, Dr. Sleep. It looks really good.
Oh,
the trailer
shit.
Like came a little while ago, so...
Damn it.
Yeah, No Name brought it to me one day, and I was like, this looks fucking phenomenal.
So our listeners out there, if you have any spare time, want to check out the trailer, Dr. Sleep, check it out.
Dr. Sleep.
I might go see Joker this weekend.
Oh, yes, that is coming out. Fuck.
But did you
that.
See FBI put a big thing out saying to be careful?
Why?
Oh, really?
What's going on?
They just, you know, there are a lot of tips coming in. People are going crazy that, you know, something might happen with the movie theater shootings or whatnot.
Oh, my gosh.
I heard there was a big fallout on parents of, I think... like a shooting or kind of up in arms of the movie.
Well, because the last one, Aurora, was the Joker.
The Dark Knight, right?
Yeah, Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah.
We need to watch more Care Bears, man.
Looks real good, though.
Care Bear Stare.
It looks good.
Yeah, it looks real good.
I mean, what's his name? Joaquin Phoenix.
Crazy.
Wow.
He's a great actor.
He's great, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he a method actor? Do you know? I mean,
I thought you asked if he was on meth.
He probably
for that role.
Yeah. They said no. He had to lose 55 pounds.
Yeah, he seems like a little bit. Yeah,
because like Shia LaBeouf, like he's probably like the bigger name is like a method actor, right?
Yeah, I think they lean in that direction.
Doesn't he roll with like the crew, the Rat Pack in L.A.? Like, what's his name? He goes to all the
with
clubs,
like Tobey Maguire.
And
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, DiCaprio. Yeah, those
well,
guys.
Because they're all child stars, right? I mean, yeah. Joaquin
so
Phoenix,
all messed up.
His brother was River Phoenix.
Right.
And so they're all childhood actors that kind of
tie into Keanu. Him and River were buds.
Yeah, but they don't roll like that.
My
Keanu
Private Idaho.
Roll like that.
Yeah.
River,
No, they were. They said Keanu took like a huge hit when he passed.
Yeah.
OD.
They were tight.
Who? What do you mean? River Phoenix didn't OD.
His brother.
I thought he drunk himself to death. Or
did he? Oh, I thought he was.
He did. Yeah, he's something.
Was it? Oh, yeah. Himself. Joaquin is his brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta look it up because I could be giving bad info,
but I'm pretty sure.
All
right.
You know what? I think you're right because I'm just thinking back to his biggest hit, "Stand by Me," and I just when he goes over about him, his character getting stabbed, and that's how he died. But
yeah drug
overdose.
Drug
right?
overdose.
Oh man.
Bad outside news. Of the Viper Room?
Yeah. Spot on.
Yeah.
Nope.
Have you ever been to the Viper Room?
No, I've driven past it, though.
Dude, we should go there sometime.
Yeah.
I'm going to go check it out.
Yeah?
Hell yeah.
Hmm.
It'd be better than Olga's Cantina.
River Phoenix played the young Indiana Jones, though, in the Last Crusade.
He did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was when he got his little...
Uh-oh. What was that? Mm-hmm. Was that a...
Not a fan?
Not a fan?
He's not talking about Crystal Skulls with Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. I mean, come on. That's not... Harrison Ford's okay, but God, that's a bad movie.
Oh, man.
You guys liked it?
You don't like Indiana?
I love all of Indiana.
Where are
Crystal
we?
Skull.
Oh, Crystal Skull.
Okay.
I'm talking about Last Crusade.
River
Phoenix.
Yeah, no, Last Crusade's good.
Yeah, River Phoenix was
That was an 80s movie.
At the beginning, right,
did you watch
the
one with Shia LaBeouf, The Hot Ones? He gave that.
Oh,
he
no.
said he just gave the hat away to someone. Someone was like, "Oh, dude, is that the Indy hat?"
I did see that.
And he had it in a case. And he's just like, "You can have it."
You know, I like the Hot Ones. I just got into that.
He's a good interviewer.
And yeah, it's great. It's a great interview.
Not to pump someone else's show, but
he gave away the Indy hat.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, he just said like someone was rummaging through his stuff.
It was Kanye.
Oh yeah,
he gave it to Kanye.
He gave it to Kanye.
He just gave the Indy hat
to
Kanye.
F.
Supposedly, don't give anything to that fool.
No, supposedly there was like another interview where like he met with Kanye and like. Shia LaBeouf wears these raggedy clothes, and Kanye's all into like this like beat up, torn up clothes, and just started taking Shia LaBeouf's clothes.
Yeah, he was going through his closet when he saw the hat.
Yeah, and just started and just took it.
And
really?
Yeah. It was in. It was
kind of like Zoolander
glass.
When they did that hobo chic situation.
Yes, exactly like that. Oh man.
I'm into that show though. That. Yeah,
Hot Ones.
Yeah, Hot Ones. It's funny.
Good
it's good interviews. Yeah.
A lot of good interviews.
So let's talk about the next trailer that we're excited to see.
All right.
What do we got?
CBS All Access.
Oh, yeah.
Picard.
card.
What do you guys think?
Just saw it today, actually.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Phenomenal.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not enough for me to pay for CBS, but if I could watch it another way, I probably will.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, man. For sure.
Data shows up at the end.
Yeah, dude. Dude.
Come on.
Jeri Ryan is back as 7 of 9.
Yes.
Oh, dude.
And you know she's rocking the same outfit.
She better be.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you. But, okay, do you think that they made McCard, like they did his makeup up to make him look a little older? Because his pictures on Instagram, he does not look that old.
I think he's really that old.
I think he's really
he is old, right? But I don't think he... I think they kind of did up his makeup.
He does sweet vodka commercials.
Well, no. When, what was it? Wolverine. He was really old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That movie was
Logan.
Phenomenal.
Logan.
Sorry. Yes.
Logan
not Wolverine.
Phenomenal.
Logan.
That's a great
Picard
movie.
Picard is so good. Like, that guy is BBC quality acting.
Yes.
Well, more so. English theater.
Ari.
Theater.
Ari.
The theater.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, Logan's phenomenal. Yeah, Picard, dude, I'm sold.
I mean, I don't... It's hard, because, like, The Mandalorian looks good, and Picard looks good.
He's got a lifetime subscription to CBS, so
if,
he's good.
If you held me to the fire and I had to choose one path, Star Trek or Star Wars...
Oh.
You're going Star Wars.
I would go Star Trek.
Really?
I love the science behind it. Man. Star Wars to me is just it's good. The stories are awesome, but it's more about like the hero's journey. It's more about the space opera
situation.
I'm going
Star Wars.
There's some of the best episodes of Star Trek are them just trying to figure out why the hyperdrive isn't working. Like honestly, they're good.
That's true.
Star Trek's too peaceful for me.
I like their morality
That's
tales,
true.
Though. I like their morality.
Of Star Wars?
No, Star Trek. You know,
yes.
They're always discussing 100%. What it's about to be human.
And like the utopian, like this is where we should be. This is like the goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why
Schwartz
Bear
doesn't
like it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
My bad. Leave that out.
It's all good.
He hates it. He's like, peace is for pussies.
That's very true.
Wow.
Life motto, I think.
Put that on a shirt. Hashtag.
Yeah, put that on a shirt.
Hashtag pieces for pussies.
No, I don't know. That's Star Wars.
Yeah. I mean, you guys know. Star Wars fan.
Yeah. That's tough, though.
But
to be,
I think if I had to absolutely choose one, it'd be Star Trek.
Just choose one to watch.
Yep. How about you?
Oh, man. That's a tough one. Why are you putting this on me?
I do love the revamped.
Because your viewers want to hear the truth.
I do love the revamped crew of the Star Trek movies. They did awesome job of who they picked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. But, I mean, like, the Wrath of Khan to me was a joke.
The second one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
Straight joke.
Yeah. But I enjoyed the third one. It was kind of cool. They, like, flipped... They kind of finished the space-time continuum flip that they did to reboot the series.
You mean the first one?
No, in the third one, they brought it to at the end where he has the picture and he sees the picture of the old crew and then like his life and them kind of flipping the script and like Kirk's dad still being alive at the end of the...
Well, they flipped the script the first time when Spock...
No, that's in Khan. In Wrath of Khan, in 3, they talked about how they broke the space-time continuum for all the movies to be been swapped.
Swapped.
Because Spock's still alive. So Spock has a picture of the original crew and young Spock when old Spock dies.
Oh, that's right.
He shows them how the space-time continuum flipped that day when they went through the wormhole.
From the first episode.
Exactly. So the third movie kind of shows like the whole transition flip of why things change with the newer Spock.
I'm not going to lie. Like the opening scene
with
of the
Boys?
Reboot. No.
Drop in.
The episode where like his dad has to fly into that thing and, you know.
Oh, Hemsworth.
Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Thor.
That is one of the best opening scenes of a movie. Like,
yeah, it was strong.
It rocks you, dude.
But
that's
a
great scene.
I like the young one when he's driving the car off with Beastie Boys.
And then
that's strong
then Star Trek comes up and the music starts. I'm like, oh my God.
Goosebumps.
Yeah. Goosebumps, yeah.
You know, and once you saw that scene, you knew Hemsworth was going to be a star.
Yeah.
It was written for somebody to become a star.
So if they can get all the actors back together, he's supposed to be back in it, right? Because he's technically still alive.
Right.
So anyway, I think that the whole, like, So the movie, the first one was so good that it made me go back and watch all the Star Trek movies or TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll be honest, I didn't watch them as a kid.
Yeah, me either.
So I went back and watched every single episode of every single series.
Oh, man. That's impressive.
It took me a long time.
That's a lot.
But it was well worth it.
I was a next gen kid because it was at my grandparents every time, like after school.
Next gen's great.
Next gen is awesome.
You know, if it wasn't for Lucy Ball, Star Trek would never have existed.
That's right.
True. She pushed for it.
That's right.
Yep. But I have to say, rank your Star Trek series.
Well, I haven't watched them all.
Just TNG?
Yep.
Okay.
Ooh. That's it.
I'm in the same category. TNG. It was on always as a kid.
All right. I'm going to tell you.
Give it.
So, number one is the TNG.
Okay.
And really close second. This is almost a tie. DS9.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then after that, I
do remember
a
lot of Deep Space Nine.
Yeah. And then after that, I would say Voyager. Yep. After maybe the first couple seasons.
We're almost dead on. Mine's DS9, TNG, then Voyager.
Yeah. Voyager was good. It ended up being very good.
Yep.
Yeah. Hmm.
The worst opening song, Enterprise.
I couldn't get an Enterprise. Oh my God. I didn't finish it. Did you finish it?
Yeah. I just did it out of being a completionist. But the opening scene of Enterprise, you could tell they were like, this is gonna be a rough one. Is the shower scene with T-Pole.
Yeah.
Was that her name?
Yeah.
And the other guy, the engineer guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? They got to put like this hot shower scene in there.
That was so gratuitous.
It totally was. And that's the first episode of the series. So they're like, we know it's going to suck. So you had had to sit through that theme song.
Show them some naked Vulcan lady.
They set the hook.
Stuff.
Wham.
Yeah.
The theme song is horrible.
Yeah, the theme song is terrible.
You got to have pointy ears. You got to have pointy tits.
She did. I think
no argument here.
I think in on Vulcan, breast implants are it's like Brazil. Their breast implants are free.
Yeah,
because she was racked.
While the guys are studying math and like fucking science, they're just getting augmentations.
Yeah, that was. Yep.
She could have been on the cover of Pointy Ears and Shapely Rears.
Oh wow,
so that was from a Big Bang Theory, I think, or something.
So that's just it though. Like Enterprise didn't feel Star Trek enough, you know, and it lost it for me.
And that's how I feel about Discovery.
Oh, okay. See, I like Discovery. I don't love it, but dude, I like it. I like it.
There, to me, what ruined Discovery for me was the
drive,
the
right?
Klingons.
Oh, okay.
The Klingons are like so fake looking. They don't look great. They don't look like any Klingon that ever existed.
Is something on fire?
Yeah, it's a little. Something's definitely burning.
We're going down the Star Trek route here too. It's probably getting super boring.
No.
And the other thing about Discovery is they try really too hard to have social commentary.
Yeah, I could see that.
It didn't feel natural.
Yeah, there's things I like about it, and there's things I don't. It's not perfect, but I like it just because I think, like you were saying about Star Wars, there's been a Star Trek drought,
mm-hmm.
and so that kind of pushes me over to liking it more.
That's true.
But I totally get it. The Klingons look like nothing like a Klingon.
And we talked about this the other day. I think the Orville's better Trek than Discovery.
It's very Trekky. Yeah.
I've yet to watch it.
A good way.
You haven't seen Orville?
No.
Oh, so to me, Orville feels like the blooper, what the blooper reel for TNG would really be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's so Trekky, and the stuff they say sometimes is like so funny and inappropriate.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what the people on TNG would really be like, because they're not always the perfect TNG people.
Okay.
And that's a good point. It's a very TNG feel. It's not
totally.
It's not a DS9 feel. It's not even a TOS feel. It's definitely TNG.
And McFarlane is the writer director of it, so you know that guy's got a good sense of humor.
Straight laughs.
So I guess to answer your question, I'd have to go Trek instead of Star Wars.
Oh yes.
Tables divided.
That's okay. We got two Star Wars guys over here.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
And we're the age of Star Wars as kids, like the original three.
Yeah. And I love Star Wars.
I do too. 100%. I have them all.
But man, I'm looking forward to that Picard. That hit all the right notes, man. Like all the nostalgia. I mean, just Patrick Stewart alone, right? But then you get Jerry Ryan in there.
Because you have the history with those characters. Mandalorians.
Yeah.
All you have is Boba Fett and the great stuff that was in the Clone Wars. And outside of that, you don't know much about Mandalorians.
Yeah.
So you don't have that connection with them, the characters.
There will be. There will be a connection.
There will.
This is done.
Yeah. Oh,
but you don't
I
have that initial
it.
Connection
That's
that
true.
You do when you see Picard and Data on the screen.
Oh, right? You see Data on the end of that, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
That
off
that
the hook.
That de-aging effect is.
Uh-oh. It's bad time. It's getting dark outside.
I got to get going.
Uh-oh. Oh, he's
got to
get going.
That was a hard cut. Yeah.
Do we have anything else?
Well, there's been some family stuff.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Nothing right. crazy. No, I'll fill you guys in off here.
Okay.
Well, we'll do a nice, hopefully, send off here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is wrapping up episode 100 of the No Big Deal Show. I am No Name Kane.
Bear the terror, but I just have a real quick thing we didn't get to. Next time, you got to jump in deep. John Wick and The Matrix connected.
Oh, we oh, forgot yeah. all about oh. that.
Yeah,
okay. Do your research.
Yeah. Everyone yes. out there, that's all you need to know, and you'll find tons of good theories. All
right.
I'm rewatching The Matrix then.
Awesome.
All right. Plug some stuff, Jason.
This is Jason Your Face. Live long and prosper. I'm Jason Your Face pretty much everywhere, so you can find me there. If not,
Instagram, Twitter,
yeah,
YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. Or just go to jasonfong.com. Oh, wait, no last names.
It's up to you.
Fine. Yeah, you can.
It's out there. Oh, okay.
You're famous. It's on IMDb.
It's on IMDb. Yeah, you can track me down.
Are
so.
You still recording?
Recording what?
On your phone?
Oh, yes, I am.
I was going to say, did you do the thing on YouTube where you're like, Instagram, there,
yeah,
Twitter,
yeah, yeah.
there.
I should do that.
Subscribe and like below.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Links in my pants, boys.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Whoa. That's a big link. No, okay. Sorry.
All right. And on that note, wireless free.
Thanks, guys.
Later.